Hey everyone, welcome on this morning to this morning's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita of Holistic Talk. And today we're going to talk about biofeedback. Biofeedback. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. That's right, biofeedback. Don't forget, I will come back later on and talk about water fasting, because some people want to know, what is water fasting? What is it all about? Is it good or is it bad? We're going to talk about that later on. But first, let's talk about biofeedback. You may have heard this. This is a part of the holistic modalities, because there's a long list of complementary alternative medicines or modalities in the list. And on this list is biofeedback. So I wanted to share some information about biofeedback. You may never heard of it. There are a lot of people that heard of it. Some people do get that type of kind of treatment. So we're going to just briefly touch on it just a little bit. Biofeedback is the process of gaining greater awareness of many psychological functions of one's own body. Yes, that is what biofeedback is. So the purpose is a technique that is used to control body functions, such as a heart rate. During biofeedback, you're connected to electrical sensor that help you receive information about the body. So they connect you to a sensor that gives off information pertaining to your body. Now, I have not seen it done, but I'm quite sure I'm going to post in the description a video so that you can look and see how it's done. And like I said, don't take my word for it. Go and do your own research at the same time. So types, EMG, biofeedback, measures muscle tension as it changes over time. Thermal or temperature, biofeedback measures body temperature changes over time. Just like I said, it measures the brainwave activity over time. So it's electrical, infography, which measures the brainwave activity over time. So different biofeedback types that measures different things pertaining to your body. One measures your body temperature, one measures the brainwave activity, and then one measures the muscle tension of your body. So the origin, the term biofeedback, a real-time psychological or psychological, whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't say whatever you want to call it though, but don't take my word. Mirror was first coined in 1969, borrowing the feedback concept formalized by cybernetics during World War II. The development of biofeedback instruments represent a fact to apply modern electronic technology to the field of psychiatry. Wow. So that's a little bit about biofeedback. For an example, you might use a relaxation technique to turn down the brain waves that activate when you have a headache. So a biofeedback therapist helps you practice relaxation exercises, which you fine-tune to control different body functions. So if you have a headache, the biofeed technology or therapist will help you fine-tune and control different body functions that will help relax your body and that will turn down the brain waves that activates when you have a headache. Like I said, don't take my word for it, but in the description, all you have to do is copy and paste the link of the video that I posted there and see how it's done. Like I said, don't take my word for it. Go and do your homework yourself. Is biofeedback In psychology, biofeedback has been defined as the use of instrumental to minor psychological process of which the individual is not normally aware and which may be brought under voluntary control. Brown, 1974, Fuller, 1977, Swartz and Atkinson, 2005. So that's just, you know, I gave you an example. It's also, it says about psychology. What is biofeedback for anxiety? Mind-body techniques that involves using visual feedback to teach people to recognize the physical signs and symptoms of stress and anxiety, such as increased heart rate, body temperature, and muscle tension. So if you were doing going to a biofeedback therapy and you had dealing in people that deal with anxiety, like I said, we don't diagnose, we don't cure, we don't prevent, we don't prescribe any medications. But people that do go to biofeedback therapy that have anxiety, all it does is a mind body technique that teaches people how to recognize the physical signs and symptoms of stress and anxiety, such as increased heart rate, body temperature, and muscle tension. So that's for those that deal with anxiety. Biofeedback helps you recognize it. And like I said, there's different biofeedbacks that does different things for the body. Who can perform biofeedback? A biofeedback therapist performs biofeedback. Qualified biofeedback therapists, often licensed medical providers, such as dentists, doctors, registered nurses, physical therapists, psychiatrists, and psychologists can perform biofeedback. So that's what it is. Some people may say it's okay. Is it any evidence based? Like I say, a lot of complementary alternative modalities, herbs, essential oils, a lot of things that falls under that category. A lot of times there are no scientific evidence. There is no evidence to prove that it helps aid in and support. But there are some things that have some scientific evidence. There are a lot of things pertaining to herbs and essential oils that you can find papers, peer review papers, literature papers, thesis statements. And all you go to www.pubmed.gov. That's www.pubmed.gov, and you look, type in biofeedback, and you'll see all the paper, all the peer review papers, all the literature papers, thesis statements, research papers pertaining to biofeedback. And you can just go through them one by one and read them if you want to, or just pick out certain ones that you feel is that you want to read, and just read them. Take your time and read them. So it's biofeedback evidence-based. Research shows that biofeedback alone and combination with other behavioral techniques is effective for treating a variety of medical and psychological disorders, ranging from headaches to hypertension to temporal and attentional disorders. So there is evidence-based that is effective in treating a variety of medical and psychological disorders. Like I said, you can go to med.gov, and type in biofeedback, and you'll see all the different types of information pop up pertaining to biofeedback. Let's go there, and I'm just going to name a few. PubMed.gov. You may be tuning in and listening to this right now. And let's type in biofeedback and see what we come up. We had biofeedback and rehabilitation, effect of heart rate variability, biofeedback on sports performance, a somatic review. Then you have biofeedback training and tension type headache. Biofeedback for psychiatric disorder. Biofeedback and drug resistant epilepsy back to an earlier treatment. So there are some of the things that I just seen on PubMed. Like I said, you can go to www.pubmed.gov and it'll come up. Like I said, I will post the link in the description. And like I said, don't take my word for it. I'm just here to educate everyone on complementary alternative medicines, therapies, modalities, holistic approach that can be used alongside conventional medication, conventional treatments that will help aid in and support. So I thank you for your time. And when we come back later on, we're going to talk about water fasting. What is it? Is it healthy? Is it, or could it harm your body? What do the experts say? We'll come back later on. So this is just a brief overview about biofeedback. Don't forget, look at the description that I posted. You'll see the links to a video, how biofeedback is done. And you also see a link for PubMed as you type in biofeedback and do the research for yourself. Until next time, peace and deuces and namaste.